put Crystal and that happened in the towards the end of the 6 months there, or middle of the 6 months, has been very difficult, to be fair. Obviously, it was a great honour to be nominated for the Lasky here at the word go from the very start, of course. But just moving on forward with them, Crystal certainly decided it happened in Crystal. Was a big task for all of us to deal with. But yes, going forward now, obviously going forward again, we're trying to get projects and that going. We're trying to get help into Crystal here. We're trying to get things going here in Donegal and different parts of the Glentys MD. Certainly these days now, to speak, Jim, water, well, as it always has been, is a priority, and it's certainly a more huge priority now, the way things have turned out these days all around the area here, particularly over Garahork and the Glasgow, all around that area there, back on towards Fulgar then, where we're in the situation we were again back in 2019, I suppose. It was quite bad that time, and then they started to fix it. Prior to that, there were years before that as well, it was quite bad, and we just seemed to be heading back in the same slippery slope again, unfortunately. So I suppose it's Lasky here and that's something will be very prominent on my mind, as it has obviously at the minute now with our present Cahirla, Anthony Malloy, as well as my other four colleagues there. I suppose then as well as that too, Emma, we need to be looking at the roads end of it. We're trying to get whatever roads we can get done in that. And we're just trying to get the best we can done for the people going forward in 23, where possible, under duress, to be fair, and tight budgets and so on. But nonetheless, we'll be trying to do what we can do as fairly as we can and balance things as evenly as we can and where possible in all areas that we can do it. Like, it's never easy, you know. But all we can do is all of us put our shoulders to the wheel, and I'll certainly be doing that, putting my shoulders to the wheel this last year, to try and get what we can done, say, alongside the current chair at the minute there, Councillor Malloy.
Is there any projects in particular that you're looking forward to advancing in 2023?
There are projects in the pipeline, but I can't say too much yet because we don't know if that's going to become a reality or not in the new year. But yes, there's things I have in mind already. If we get the green light and they become a reality, there is projects I have in mind, yes. But obviously, at the current as we speak at the minute, I can't comment on them at the minute because we don't know if that's going to happen yet or not. So unfortunately, I have no projects springing to mind at the minute because these ones that are in the pipeline would be springing to mind. But I have to wait to see first how that goes on, so I don't want to comment on it just until we see what actually comes of that when the new year comes around again. But yes, as you say, there is a number of projects on my mind, as several of us have on our minds. But until we get clarification, unfortunately, we can't comment on them at the moment.
Yes, and we know the Glentys area is a busy area during the summer and all too. So hopefully 2023 should be the first year where there'll be no COVID restrictions and people will be able to get back at it the way they were pre-COVID. So that's an exciting time as well.
That's an exciting time as well, yes, definitely. And as we're all expecting getting into spring, summer of 2023, onwards and upwards, as I say, but I would expect 23, to be fair, would be just going back to normal business, I hope, for everybody, for every town, every village, the whole way right down along the whole N56 here, right in from you leave Lilikenny, you come into the gateway of Lilikenny there, switch into our town, gateway town Lilikenny there, right on through then on to Fulcarra, go to Hurk, go to Oar, the Glentys, or so on, right on to you head up to Killybegs again if you're driving that way along the N56. If you're not driving that way, obviously, to Dilly, gateway town, so it's then in towards Balvey, and you go that way then on to Killybegs. But hopefully this year, or next year, 23, next summer, 23, will be a year that things will come back to normal again, and we will get busy again, and the visitors will flock to us like they once did before, pre-COVID. And I think that's what all anybody's looking for, just a bit of security, because things are a bit unsecure at the minute, the way things are hanging economy-wise and so on, sterling, Brexit, obviously the price of fuel, the price of inflation, the war in Ukraine, so everything very unstable. But hopefully that will settle down in 2023. Hopefully the powers that be will manage to come to the table, come to agreements, and some of these difficulties that are there at the moment, they will see sense and hopefully the world gets settled down. See, that'll be wishful thinking for 23, but that will be what I would like to see happening in 23, Emma.